Asia and Oceania episode number 4. Today is the 27th of November 2020, and I'm your host, Randy. Thanks for joining us. Today's episode is titled, Indo-Aryan Invasion South Asia. Let's get right to the topic of today's episode. Migration by an Indo-European people was first hypothesized in the late 18th century, following the discovery of the Indo-European language family, when similarities between Western and Indian languages had been noted. We report genome-wide data from 73 groups from the Indian subcontinent and analyze linkage disequilibrium to estimate Ani-Asi mixture dates ranging from about 1,900 to 4,200 years ago. Reich et al. The stronger gradient in males, replicating previous reports, could reflect either male gene flow from groups with more Ani-relatedness into ones with less, or female gene flow in the reverse direction. The Aryan invasion theory has been discarded in mainstream scholarship since the 1980s, and replaced by more sophisticated models, referred to as the Indo-Aryan migration theory. The Aryan migration theory at first played no particular argumentative role in Hindu nationalism. An essential part of Indian identity in this point of view is being indigenous to the land. Though the genetic studies themselves were rather clear, many in the media misrepresented the results to suit this political narrative. Most modern South Asians are some mix of ancestral North Indian and ancestral South Indian. The science paper points out that the former probably spoke a Dravidian language, while we know that the Vedic people spoke an Indo-European language, Sanskrit. The Vedic period, c. 1750 to 500 BCE, is named for the Vedas, the oldest scriptures in Hinduism, which were composed during this period. The Vedic period refers to the time in history from approximately 1750 to 500 BCE, during which Indo-Aryans settled into northern India, bringing with them specific religious traditions. Most history of the period is derived from the Vedas, the oldest scriptures in the Hindu religion, which were composed by the Aryans in Sanskrit. P. 1978a, interlocking of late Harappan culture and painted grey ware culture in light of recent excavations, Man and Environment 2-98-100. P. and Madhu, B. 1982, Manda, a Harappan site in Jammu and Kashmir, in Harappan Civilization, A Contemporary Perspective, G. L. Possel, ed. American Institute of Indian Studies, Oxford, and I.G. 1982a, Harappan Culture, A Reconsideration, in Harappan Civilization, A Contemporary Perspective, G. L. Possel, ed. American Institute of Indian Studies, Oxford and I. This is all for today, friends. My name is Randy and this was episode 4 of Asia and Oceania. See ya next time.